Last week, we discussed the significance of Malcolm Turnbull losing 30 consecutive news polls, which could suggest his unpopularity as Prime Minister. The 30th poll is just about to come in. Joining us to discuss the situation and other news in federal politics is Ben Eltham from independent journalist website New Matilda. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Now, we don't quite have the results just yet, but what do you reckon they'll say?
Well, almost certainly they will record that the opposition is ahead, as it has been for the last 29. So the coalition's been behind in the polls for really more than a year now, and the last time it really was ahead was on election night itself in 2016. So I wouldn't expect this latest news poll to be favourable for the government.
Has there been any particular reason for Turnbull's unpopularity?
Look, I think it's a combination of factors. The government's been drifting in terms of its policy position. It hasn't been able to get its favoured policies like company tax cuts through the Senate. I think that Turnbull's showing as preferred Prime Minister has been declining for many months now. And Bill Shorten's presenting a much more attractive alternative candidate. And so all of these factors are feeding into the poll.
Has there been any sign of a leadership spill on the horizon?
Look, there's always a lot of talk about these kind of things, but no, I don't think there's any real chance of a leadership spill anytime soon for the simple reason that the numbers aren't there. Of course, there are a number of people very unhappy with Malcolm Turnbull's leadership, including Tony Abbott and a number of his former colleagues and cabinet members like Erica Betts and some of those Liberal hardliners, but they don't have the numbers to mount a challenge to Malcolm Turnbull.
Is there anyone in the coalition that actually poses this threat as a potential new leader for the coalition?
This is part of the problem, I think, for the coalition, is that there isn't really a credible alternative leadership candidate. I don't think Julie Bishop wants the job, and I don't think that Scott Morrison has the numbers within his own party base. So given that, I think that it's unlikely that a new leadership candidate will emerge anytime soon.
Why hasn't the opposition capitalised on the results of these polls?
Well, some would argue that they have capitalised on them by trying to present their alternative policies. Labor has been quite assiduous in putting out new policy directions, and really Labor has seized the debate in many areas of policy from the government. So I think in one way you could say Labor has taken the initiative.
Has polling suggested that they're going to sort like does the Australian public, however, actually see Bill Shorten as a replacement PM in the near future, or the polling results just say he's slightly less unpopular than Malcolm Turnbull?
Yes, I think that's correct. He's slightly less unpopular than Turnbull. Both leaders have a negative approval rating when you ask the voters about how they're doing. And I think that's a reflection on the widespread dissatisfaction with the major parties in Australian politics. I think voters are not particularly happy with the current system. And we can see that with the way that they're looking around for alternative parties, like third party votes. In the South Australian election, of course, Xenophon's party, SA Best, recorded a 14% vote. That's quite high for a third party. So, I think it's a changing political landscape. Whether that flows through to a big showing for the minor parties in the 2018 or 2019 election, we just don't know yet.
I'm speaking with Ben Eltham from New Matilda about the big issues in federal politics. Now, we've been hearing a bit of unrest from the backbenchers lately. What's going on there?
The coalition backbench has been quite upset about the direction of national energy policy. They would like the government to be more pro-fossil fuels, if that was possible. And they've formed a group called the Monash Group, which is a group of backbench MPs, people like Craig Kelly, people like Tony Abbott, who are wanting to have less renewable energies in the federal government's energy policy.
Why are they calling themselves the Monash Group?
So that's a really good question. Basically, they're trying to, I think, take on a bit of the luster of General Monash, obviously a famous Australian from history. Monash was in charge of the early coal electricity projects in the Latrobe Valley in Victoria in the 1920s. It was a very long time ago, and his relatives have put out a press release saying that they don't support the use of his name for this political purpose.
Why do you think the members of this group are so pro-coal?
I think it's reasons of culture, really, not of energy policy. I think it's about positioning themselves as anti-renewable, anti-green. And I think for the Liberal Party base, it's a substantial amount of Liberal Party voters and members who don't believe in climate change. They are climate change deniers. So this kind of crusade for coal plays very well to that rusted-on Liberal base. It doesn't play well to the broader electorate, though, so I think there's a problem there for the coalition in that respect.
Do you see the hidden strings of the coal lobby anywhere in this group?
Well, I don't know if the strings are hidden. I think it's pretty open. They're openly pro-coal. And you might even argue that they don't need the coal lobby because they're such true believers in burning fossil fuels that no lobbying really needs to take place.
Will their actions likely trigger any actual change?
No, I don't think so. The government has to get ahead with some kind of policy. It's trying to implement its so-called NEG, its National Energy Guarantee. The National Energy Guarantee does contain renewable energy targets, and it will slowly decarbonise Australia's energy system. In any case, it doesn't really matter what the government does in terms of policy because the technology has overtaken the regulators. And now that renewable energy is the cheapest form of new electricity generation, the market is moving very quickly. And we've seen this with the refusal of anyone in the industry to try and buy the Liddell coal plant. This is a sort of very old, antiquated coal plant in New South Wales that's about to close. No one wants to buy it for the simple reason that it's too expensive to run. So the industry is moving quickly to renewables because that's the cheapest form of electricity.
Thank you very much for speaking to us today, Ben.
Thank you.